Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. Sure. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Sell or Die podcast, the global premier personal development and sales podcast on the planet. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling and my newest book, The Sales Manifesto.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, author of Sales in a New York Minute. We are interviewing leaders in business, sales, and personal development to give you the strategies it takes to make more sales and make more money.
Strategies that you can take out into the street and turn into money 1 minute after you hear them.
In a manifesto moment?
Well, no, more like in a New York Minute.
Oh, thank you to all the diehards out there supporting us with listens and five-star reviews.
Be a star on Sell or Die. Leave your own review. Come on. Go to your computer right now. Go to iTunes right now and write down, type down, talk down exactly how you feel about this podcast and how it might affect others.
All right. I want you to enjoy today's show. Take notes and tell us what you think on our Sell or Die Hard official Facebook group.
All right, let's get to it. It's time to sell or die.
Oh, we're live. What's up, guys? Hey, hey.
We are live on Motivation Monday. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. And I am one of the co-hosts here, but I also wrote The Little Red Book of Selling, which is the best-selling sales book of all time. And I'm here for you today to help kick you in the butt. I'm here. I'm joined by the wife.
Hello, hello. I'm Jen Gittimer, and I wrote and founded the company called Sales in a New York Minute. And I am so excited that you are here right now. You are in the exact right place because this episode is going to be bomb. It's going to be awesome. Welcome to the show.
And actually, I think a differentiator is it's all about you.
Yes. Hell yeah.
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 Not you, Jen.
No, not me.
No.
It's all about everything you, is
the,
about
you,
me.
You, the diehard, but... you, the listener. And of course, our dogs.
Yeah. Right. And John says hello. So hello, John.
Yeah.
You guys, we are supposed to go to Paris on Saturday?
Yeah.
Yeah. For like 10 days off. Well, not like off.
Yeah.
We'd be writing the whole time, but, you know, like inspirational stuff. And we don't know if we're going to go because the transit's on strike. So I want to know from you, if you were supposed to go to a place that's pretty cool, like Paris, for 10 days, and you heard that their entire transit system was on strike,
and
like
8,000
employees, and like how many million people are in traffic jams right now?
10 million people rely on public transit to get to work every day in Paris.
Yeah.
10 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
So, like, would you go? So, like, give us a go if you'd go and a no.
If it's a no.
If we should switch our destination. We want your input because, you know, this is all about you.
Yeah. So, John got the book.
That's right. Way to go, John. And Peter. Hey, Peter.
You know, I was in our attorney's office this morning. And the attorney who helped us in our custody battle sitting just came in to say hello. I gave him a book, and he sat down and started reading it. It's totally cool. He goes, "Wow, this sounds like you."
It does. Yeah. Yes, it does. Hey, Amy. Okay, John is a no on us going to Paris due to the transit strike. If you're a go, say go. If you're a no, say no. We want your input. But this episode's really not about our Paris dilemma. This episode is really about you and what could make the biggest difference for you in 2020. You want to hear it? Let us know. We want to
Let me give you a historical overview. For the past 25 years, I have engaged corporate audiences anywhere from 8 to 5,000 and given about 2,500 talks. And I talk to the audience about them. I try to engage them. I try to transfer my message to them and follow it up with more training and more stuff online. But this weekend, this past week, we actually took a left-hand turn. And rather than talk to a whole bunch of people and not really impacting them on an individual basis, we created this intensive training for a limited number of people. It'll be 7 for the first go-round. We invited them into our home. We talked to them about them. And we created emotional connection.
Mm-hmm.
Deep emotional connection with them and with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner, lunch, whatever. And the outcome of which was way more than we expected.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, there's an amazing power by being able to find your group of people and really go deep with that group. And there's an amazing power for us and Joe, who was here leading the group with Jeffrey, to be able to go deeper with individuals than you could ever go in a 3-hour seminar to a couple thousand people.
And I think that you have to look at it from a perspective of what's in this for you. And we came to a few ahas. Most importantly, though, as we made impact with people, it became emotion or emotional. But we were correct. I was able to, and Joe Asoto and I and Jen were able to get people to their emotional truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably as important or as impactful as anything that happened. And then they were able to come to answers for themselves that they're actually going to do. It wasn't like making a goal for 2020. It was impacting their life for 2020 and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
I think that a smaller group of people, and we're going to keep it small this year. We're going to keep it to 25 or less
mm-hmm.
this year in whatever we do, although there'll be a couple of public things where we get a bunch of people together for a couple of days, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all part and parcel of this entire program, this intense program.
Okay, so you're wondering, what is the true 2020 difference maker? And In my opinion, the true 2020 difference maker, because I'll just state this, the answer for everything you need to know is within you. But the ability to get it pulled out of you and the ability to ask the right questions, you know, ask better questions, get better answers, that kind of thing, is with who you surround yourself.
Right.
Gurus you follow and making sure they're the right ones.
Experts.
And the rooms you purposefully, intentionally put yourselves into. So for example, for me, I've invested in a $20,000 a year mastermind with 11 other girls and this awesome digital CEO leader. And we have three events next year in all different parts of the country.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a Facebook group going that's active every single day where people are posting their wins, their challenges, you know, questions that they have, and we're all coaching each other. And there's an amazing power from the leader who's created the space,
mm-hmm.
but there's also an amazing power from the people that she put in it. Like when you were looking into creating this intensive, you had a lot of people apply and you accepted only 7.
Right. We actually accepted 9, but 2 are going to go to the next one. But
yeah.
Okay. So, but let me just throw this at you, and I'm directing this to Ronald, who has no patience whatsoever. You become the product of the people you hang around with the most is an old statement. You know, your 5 people that you hang around with the most are who you become. That's not exactly true anymore, because the world is so intense with information that you can glean tons of information from tons of people on an instant basis, either through your social platforms or the people that you work with or the specific groups that you belong to. And what we've decided to do was to take it more intense and to try to impact people who are like-minded. So in my particular case, and mine and Joe and Jen's particular case, we took entrepreneurs who wanted to get to the next level. Plain and simple. They were doing high 6 figures or mid 7 figures worth of business, and they wanted to double their business, in essence.
Yeah.
So we took specific elements of their messages and made them better with group discussion. That's what a mastermind is all about. people that have no axe to grind, people that have amazing expertise and wisdom in their own business, but can also shed light on somebody else's business. And we took that and the expertise of Jen and the expertise of Joe Soto and the expertise of me, and we combined that into learning sessions and one-on-one coaching sessions. But we saved the one-on-one coaching sessions until the end so that all the learning could have taken place, all the camaraderie had already been started, and people felt good about each other for a day and a half. And now I'm willing to trust the other person enough to give them my personal feedback.
So,
but let's just reveal the process.
Okay.
As a person, you're going to either spend money or invest money in the year 2020. If you spend money, there's not much return because you get bubblegum or cold cuts or you went to the movies. If you invest money, you're expecting a return on your investment. And when I walked out of the Omaha, Nebraska airport one day, about a decade ago, I saw a picture of Warren Buffett from the University of Nebraska in his graduating picture, and it said, invest in yourself. It's the most important investment you can make. And so for 2020, I'm going to challenge you as the big reveal to invest in yourself.
Yes.
And invest in a way where you feel you get the best outcome.
So,
because what we have seen over these past couple of days has been people who are willing to step up the bat, invest a relatively significant amount of money, and they got more in return in an hour than they could have gotten in a year.
Yeah. So two things on that. Someone was commenting on one of our videos from last night and said in our private group and said, it's funny, the average person spends a ton of money on their hair and their appearance, but invests very little on what goes on inside their head.
Yeah, those are the kind of impactful statements.
I was like, whoa, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah. It's beyond woo. My statement has always been, people spend more time planning for New Year's Eve than they plan on spending the entire next year.
Yeah.
And they're worried about their shoes, they're worried about their outfit, are the drinks free, what time does it start, all the shit that's involved in it. And it's kind of a, I don't know, I've never really celebrated a New Year's Eve other than maybe in Paris where I felt real connected to it. And maybe 2020 were the year 2000 when you were expecting everything to crash.
Oh, yeah, when
nothing
the world
did.
Was going to melt.
Yeah, and nothing
so,
did.
So here's the deal for you. You know, if you're investing in yourself and thinking about what to invest in for next year, we're going to talk through some of the things you really need to think about for, to invest in. Okay. Thanks, Ronald.
Yeah.
So.
But Ronald, this is the challenge. If you're already making seven figures and you're happy with that, then rock the house. I write books so that people can get reactions and get information, but I coach people so that they can get to the next level. And I think that you have to understand the difference between reading a book and getting personalized coaching. But many people don't want to expose themselves to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I create the challenge for people that says, dude, you're not living up to your potential. And you're not doing all that you can do for yourself. And you need somebody to guide you the same way somebody guided you to shoot a basketball, somebody guided you to catch a football, and someone who you looked up to make it happen for yourself.
Yeah, there's a huge difference between reading books and actually investing time and money into a group that's going to make you better. And I mean, like in every group I've been in that's like this, when we have in-person events, they're passing tissues around. People are crying because they're letting go of these limiting beliefs they didn't even know were running their world. I mean, like if you're quick to judge and say, oh, this episode isn't valuable for me because I don't need this, well, then let me tell you, you probably need this the most.
Yeah.
Okay? Because you are just making a very quick value judgment that's just wrong.
Well, you have to ask yourself why a few times, and maybe you'll come up with your real answer.
Mm-hmm.
If when I say to somebody, what's up this year? Well, I need to make money to get my kid to go to college. Okay, why? Well, because I never went to college. Okay, why? Well, because we didn't think college was that important. Why? Well, because my dad thought I was not smart enough to get through college and become anything.
Oh,
that's why. And so you take your own why four or five deep, and you may come up with a real answer that can not motivate you, inspire you to actually get to the next level. And it's not about joining my mastermind or Jen's mastermind or Joe's mastermind. This is about becoming involved with a group of people that can help you get from where you are to where you want to be. And they can help you honestly and without some kind of agenda. They're not trying to force themselves or force themselves on your wallet. Rather, they're trying to impact your head and your learning and your ability to earn more by simply taking different actions.
There are very few people in this world who can create the right space to make that happen.
Yeah.
A lot of people will claim that they can make that happen. But I will tell you, like, it took a day for everyone to really feel comfortable with each other.
Yeah, it should have been a 3-day deal instead of a 2-day deal. But that's a whole, we'll figure that out for later. But
the point is, like, this is about, for 2020, you finding that space for yourself. It may be through a networking group that you have in your local city. It may be through a mastermind. It may be collecting 4 to 5 referral partners that you can jam with on a mastermind type level, you know, once a month or something. But this is about you finding that ability and that space for next year, because if you're not seeking it,
you're
not going to find it. And if you're just like, oh, I already have that, I'm going to challenge you to really think about how deep is that trust? How deep is their advice? Do they actually have an axe to grind or not? Like, what does that look like? And how are they helping you, and how are you helping them grow each other's businesses?
There is an internal process for you. And that process is to trust the other people enough to be vulnerable to accept their input.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a competitive advantage in that. The people who paid to show up for our weekend, they already loved me.
Yeah, they do.
They'd been fans of mine for a decade.
Mm-hmm.
More, 20 years. Mm-hmm. And they've been following my statements or Joe's stuff for that long of a period of time. And they've been following me along, so podcasts with me and Jen or books that I've written. And they came hoping for an outcome. They literally invested in themselves hoping for an outcome, and they got it.
Yeah.
Because they were vulnerable enough to receive it. And these are people who are making 6 figures and 7 figures a year,
mm-hmm.
wanting to get to that next level, and dared themselves to receive it. Because you can say, yeah, 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 I know that. You can say, oh, I'm already doing that. My question is, at what level?
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing it at a
and
level?
And with
of,
who?
Yeah, or with whom, if you want to go grammar.
There you go.
But I think the important part of this is, how is your vulnerability?
Yeah.
How is your ability to accept without resistance? That's the main thing. And what are you doing to be able to get to that next level? That's the whole deal.
I see that Mark is here, so I just want to acknowledge you. Hey, Mark, what's going on? We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
So,
and there's tons of other people here, but they just haven't decided to
say hey,
in.
So yeah. We know you're here.
On,
what's
in.
Up?
We
what's
know you're
up?
Out
Come
there,
on.
You silent listeners, you. Well, I'll just pay attention. I don't really want to sign
while
in.
While we have you on and you're watching, like, talk to us. What are you actually doing next year to invest in yourself? And this is not about like a course. We're talking about some sort of group coaching kind of program. What are you doing? We genuinely want to know, because we want to help you. And in my opinion, this is the true 2020 difference maker. It's the thing that's gonna allow you to be able to see more clearly, to be able to build your business more clearly. Get the 2020 thing.
Yeah. But maybe it means you begin by investing in yourself and just going someplace for a couple of days to regroup your own habit and to self-actualize who you have become up to this point in time and to find out two things: what's holding you back and what's missing.
Yeah.
And we made everybody go through that process in the first day. And then I said, okay, so you know what's holding you back, you know what's missing, what are you willing to do about it?
Yep.
And I said in my next statement, if you said whatever it takes, go back, that's bullshit. It's not whatever it takes, it's what specifically are you willing to do to become a better person, a better business person, a better salesperson, a better mom, a better dad, a better you. And those elements are usually missing because you're busy doing bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the difference maker is actually creating the space to figure that all out. And it seems so simple. It seems so obvious. But if that's the case, why didn't you do it this year?
Yeah. And what time are you willing to allocate to be able to not be too busy to be able to make that happen? Because everyone is too busy. I'm too busy. Are you too busy?
Always.
Yeah. So I'm only busy like 18 hours a day. I still have a couple more hours that I can devote to other things and other deals. But we're leaving to go away someplace. Maybe it's Paris, maybe it's someplace else. But I'm going to be with Jen and I'm going to be with myself.
Yeah.
I don't have an agenda for what I want to do there, but I know I'm going to write. I know I'm going to be thinking. I know I'm looking to be inspired by some of the artwork that has inspired me my whole life.
But that's the thing. So you don't have an agenda, meaning your calendar is open. You are creating that white space on the calendar.
In your head.
And in your head. Yeah. And you're getting out the clutter. You're creating the space. So just like these people who came here for 2 days, took time off of their work.
Of their busy
work. Totally busy at the end of the year. They were all in, focused. They created that space. So our question to you, and we really want you to like talk to us here. Our question to you is, how are you creating that space in 2020? I already have set aside, I would say, 50 days of the year for next year, no exaggeration, of where I'm creating that space for me. And I would never tell you to do something that I don't personally do. So I'm going on a 8-day trip to Bali. I'm going on my mastermind retreats, and I'm adding on a day at the beginning and a day at the end of each of those retreats, because I want to arrive at the beginning with nothing like on my mind. I want to make sure I can get all the to-do shit out of my way so that I have created that space. And then I'm adding on an implementation day at the very end so that I can begin to implement all of the things I learn out of those coaching days and out of those mastermind days. But our question to you is like, what are you doing in 2020 to create the space on your calendar for growth? Literally, I have them down as growth days.
Growth?
Growth.
Growth.
Growth. I can't speak today. Growth.
And so for me personally, I will write another book in 2020, maybe two. And I will be in the studio filming for some sales enablement programs. And I will be trying my best to stay home because my normal flight is about 100,000 miles a year. And I'd like to keep it down to 20 or 30,000 miles where we just fly someplace for pleasure rather than flying someplace because we have to fly. Yes, I'm going to be doing seminars, but I'm going to be restricting them because I want to be here. I want to take my time for me and make that impact more people in a different way. I'm going to be impacting people one by one. Yes, I impact people in my audiences. Yes, I've changed people's ways of thinking or ways of doing, but it's nothing like when they're sitting here and you're talking to them as human beings with their frailties and their families and their past successes and their past failures and their opportunities to grow as a person. And we can impact that by simply giving them feedback and giving them understanding of who they've become. Just looking at their website and saying, what's this message about?
Right.
Or looking at their videos and saying, what's this message about? And it becomes a whole deeper thing because the reason they made it was that they were thinking other thoughts and had other philosophies that once we shift them just a little bit, they become better people.
And so I can tell you from a participant point of view, there is nothing better than spending those 2 to 3 days every month or every quarter, literally how often you need them, focus on yourself, to create that space on your calendar where maybe you're just going, if you're like me, you're just going to the spa for a day, or, you know, you're going to hit some golf balls for the day or something. But just creating that space in your head, you'll think of so many new things you can do. It's like people always say, I get all my best ideas in the shower. Well, of course you do, because you're not doing 5,000 things in the shower. You're underwater. You're washing your body off, which has become hopefully routine at this point in your life. You know what to do. You don't have to think about it.
At least once a week.
Yeah. And so now your brain gets to start thinking without being obstructed. And so how often do you allow that in your day, in your week, in your month, in your quarter?
So I'm going to give you a couple of ideas. Number one, go someplace you've never been before. Go someplace you've always wanted to go to. Maybe it's on your bucket list, and buy a ticket or two tickets if you want to go with somebody. But don't make it a group. Very limited group. You or you and your significant other. Number one. Number two, spend a few nights in a place where you can open up the window and hear waves crash.
Oh, it's the best.
And when you do that, it literally, you're going to be amazed at how clear it makes your mind, how well you sleep. If it's cold out, tough shit to get another blanket. But hear waves crash up against, and it may cost you a few extra bucks to rent the room. It's worth it.
Yeah.
And I think that you need to put yourself in a position to become who you want to become, not necessarily who you are at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone's on a journey to learn more, to earn more, to be more, to do more, to be a better something or another. And whatever it is that you want to be a better at, you may not even have started in that. And this year may be the time to start in that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're already on your journey and you've already found something that you really love, then fucking dig in and make it happen for you in a way that will help yourself by being helped by other people or by other circumstances. Like I'm one of the reasons that I'm hell-bent on going to Paris is I want to see artwork that makes me cry. I want to eat food that makes me salivate. And I want to be with people that have been my friends for 20 years that I don't get to see that often.
Yeah.
That are inspirational to me. And regardless of what their feelings are about their life, we know we're friends. And we know that friendship is going to last forever. I'm challenging you, find a space for yourself that you absolutely love, and the creativity will flow.
Yes. I love that, Jeffrey. Well said.
Thank you, my dear.
So Scott says, I'll earn 4 times my 2019 income. I've been working with coaches to get the groundwork laid to get there. That is freaking awesome.
Right.
I love that.
No, it's not just awesome. It's true.
Yeah.
You can't get to be a great quarterback without a great coach.
Yeah.
You cannot be a great golfer without several coaches.
Yeah.
And you don't equate that or equivocate that to business. Dude, you need a fucking coach.
I think there's something else which we haven't said, which is that there's so much coming at you that you're digesting unintentionally, meaning you're scrolling through Instagram. You don't even realize those messages that you're either seeing from people who post about the news or whatever it may be, or they're trying to be inspirational, but they hit a nerve and you don't even realize, or even like that ex that you randomly pass by or whatever, okay? But there are all these messages that are literally coming at you in a way that they never came at you before, because we never had so much access to all of this information.
Yeah.
I sign into Facebook to go to my groups because I have a few paid groups that people are in, and I literally have to stop myself from going through the feed because there's so much bullshit in the feed, and I just like immediately go to the groups tab. Okay. And so there is so much information coming at you that's unintentional that you're bringing into your mind unintentionally on a daily, heck, it's an hourly basis, maybe even a minute by minute basis.
Yeah.
What are you bringing into your mind intentionally? What are you feeding your mind intentionally? And where is the space that you're creating in 2020 to do that? You have coaches, or maybe you think you don't need coaches. Fine, have it your way, do whatever you want. But where is that space on your calendar that says, this is Jeffrey time, this is Jen time, yeah. This is growth time, this is my personal development time, so that you're being super intentional about it?
Let me share a couple of things with you in terms of me as a person, just so we understand one another. I'm the king of sales.
Heck yeah.
I've written 16 books on the subject of sales and personal development that have sold millions of copies, and I have coaches, and I have mentors, and I have people that affect my life in a way that I couldn't replicate myself, that challenge me to dig deeper into who I am and who I can become, and I listen. Being from New Jersey, Philadelphia, New York, I think I know everything, but it's actually, I don't know everything, and I need to take lessons on a regular basis to be able to get to my next self. So if I want to be a great writer, I need to study writing, the great Jim Rohn would say. If I want to be a great speaker, I need to study speaking. And I continually do that, and so should you. Don't think that your investment is to affirm who you are. That's bullshit. That's a pat on the fucking head. What you need is to figure out who you are not, mm-hmm. and strive for that. Because once you understand that and where you can grow to, not where you can go to, then you're going to begin to make self-improvement strides. And those self-improvement strides have to do with fundamentals. One of the reasons that this book is going to do very well,
the Getting Get Shit Done book,
is because it's truth.
Yeah.
It's truth about procrastination. It's truth about productivity. There's wisdom inside the book that will help you. And early reports are that it's selling well.
Yeah.
So you might want to put yourself in a position where you can get more shit done. And I left off the part for yourself.
Yeah.
Like, dude, this is not about being the benevolent person of and giving it all away. You don't give somebody the best years of your life. You keep them for yourself. They're yours. And I want you to make sure that you have them, and that 2020 is a year that you reaffirm that. You reaffirm your strength, and you reaffirm your capabilities of going and growing. That's what I want.
Hell,
and just by the
yeah.
way, I'd like this to go on my LinkedIn, because I want more of, I have 29,000 LinkedIn connections. This is as good a message as I can possibly deliver to a successful business person, and those people live on LinkedIn.
Yes. All right, guys, we are going to jump. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm not.
Wait, I'm Jen Gittimer now. It's so hard to remember my new last name.
Yeah. Well, just try looking me when you say it.
Until next time, I'm Jen Gittimer.
I'm Jeffrey Gittimer. I'm reminding you to get out there and do something for yourself, even if your ass falls off.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.